Say boots and saddle.
Boots.
You got enough?
Local music, independent voices.
Politics, polka, and punk.
Hip-hop and hoop.
It's all here at CKUW
95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
The West End Research Center Stepping Stones to Work program is a free training program for job seekers on EIA with a criminal record. The Stepping Stones to Work program offers first aid, CPR training, safe food handling, workplace hazardous materials information system training, as well as employment readiness workshops. Training is offered year-round. For more information and to find out if you are eligible, please phone 204-202-6932, extension 106. That's 204-202-6932, extension 106. The West End Resource Center is located at 832 Ellis Avenue at Arlington.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at CKUW.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4, CM11 at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Performers Mose Allison, and I'm going to sing a song right now co-written by another one of my favorite songwriters, Elvis Costello. The girl in the other room, she knows by now there's something in all of her fears. Now she wears it threadbare. She sits on the floor, the glass pressed tight to the wall. She hears murmurs low, the paper
her eyes staring straight at the ceiling. Maybe they're there, or maybe it's nothing at all. As she draws lipstick smears on the wall, the girl in the other room, she powders her face and stares hard into her reflection.
Every second Tuesday from noon to one, take a bounce through the Jazz Century in Little Big Tent, where we celebrate the past 100 years, one decade per month, all this school year. Grab an LBT for your Tuesday lunch, Little Big Tent with me, Kits. And every other weekend, it's the usual unusual at the Temple Tent Revival. Saturdays, 11 to 1, a truly eclectic 2 hours of timely topics treated in titles, tunes, and texts. Contemporary and vintage from anywhere and everywhere. Hope you'll have lunch soon with me, Old Kits, on 95.9 FM campus and community ckuw.ca.
Greetings, listeners. Greetings, CKW Land. You're tuned to 95.9 Campus and Community Radio from U of W in Treaty 1 territory, Winnipeg, Canada. Treaty 1 represents the ancestral homelands and original territories of the Anishinaabe, the Nahiwak, and Innu, the Oji Cree, the Dakota peoples, and we're the birthplace and homeland of the Red River Métis Nation, too. So thanks for joining me, Kits Temple. I'm back in the saddle here. It's a little big tent, so I guess I'm back in the in the ring if it's a circus. It's a big tent, and this is Eberhard Weber with, he's the bassist and the pianist in this concerto for piano from the year 2000. The pianist is Rainer, Brunighaus. Exactly, Rainer Brunighaus. Paul McCandless is on the oboe and English horn on this record, and the percussion is, Michael DePasqua on drums and percussion. Well, we'll turn it up. It's a beautiful piece called Concerto for Piano from the album Endless Days, and the days are very long at this time of year here in Winnipeg. They're not endless, but sunrise is still up around, 5:30? Quarter to six, and sunset at 9:30-ish? That's beside the point. Point being that it's kind of cloudy, but hot and humid, and here they are. Concerto for piano from the album Endless Days from 2000 in Little Big Tent, where we're celebrating the first dozen years of the millennium that we're in the 21st century here. Next month, August, come back for the years 2012 to 2024 in jazz. A light survey. Where we survey the light and the dark and all points in between. Jazz world, kept moving towards light, I guess, kept moving east. He's playing with Polish players mainly here. This is the album Shh, and we're listening to a fabulous piece called Transfiguration. I don't think we'll listen to the whole Transfiguration just because we're going to try and keep fitting in lots of fab music today. So just turn that down slightly and move on to a different track, The Empty Bottle, not to be confused with Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson, The Bottle. This is The Empty Bottle. I don't know if I've played this one before. I know I've played Transfiguration and Riverman and Shh, but those are all on different shows, and I'm going to play right now. That is, we're going to listen to The Empty Bottle from the album Shh! Exclamation point. Which, by the way, the year was 2010. So it's about 10 years after the thing we had before this. If you want to see what we've been having, you can always go to Spinatron and look for CKUW 95.9. You can look for a little big tent on the calendar there. It comes up every second week. And there's a list of the past little big tents. You click on them and see the playlists. And today's playlist should be showing up for you anytime now. It almost sounds more classical than jazz. Why don't we stay in Europe since we're over there? So you heard two examples on Shh of some very different kinds of things that Nigel got up to on that album. First, we dipped into Transfiguration just to get us just a taste. Speaking of a taste, Django Reinhardt with Tears. And Newman, you know what? Let's go with one that is actually a composition of the, since we're in the new millennium, the first decade and a bit of the 21st century here. Robin Nolan, Paul Meador, and Kevin Nolan, they were a little trio I saw at the Jazz Fest of Winnipeg a long time ago, when the Blue Note had its configuration on Portage Avenue, which it did for a while. And anyway, this is from Amsterdam, December 2000 and January 2001. Robin Nolan Trio with ballads. A lot of this is, a lot of these are compositions of Django Reinhardt and his contemporaries. I hear we've got some Johnny Mercer songs too. Oh, there's Bonfa. So we'll listen to this piece by Robin Nolan, the star of the trio, solo guitar. Paul Meter on bass. Kevin Nolan is playing rhythm guitar. Carino, you know, there was a concert this weekend past, just yesterday. No, I mean Sunday it was, at the CCFM, the patio at the Centre Culturel at Des Mirins and Provence, where Neil Watson and friends, a couple of Barts, Quentin Bart and Lindsay Bart, a couple of, so what am I stumbling and mumbling about here? It's a concert they did featuring music of that style, Manouche Jazz, Django Reinhardt, and those were the war years, the 30s and 40s in Paris, and this is music of that kind from roughly 24 years ago by Robin Nolan Trio. Did I say it was called Carino? I don't think we've even got the right to... We'll just double-check the disc. That's an autographed disc, too. We'll just play it right now for your listening enjoyment. Robin Nolan Trio. That was Robin Nolan on the guitar. guitar. Where was the rest of the trio? We were following up Robin Nolan on guitar with Yipti Hootie, two guitar players, Jack Semple, and Winnipeg's own Greg Lowe. This is Chess Club, also from 2003. The Chess Club with Yipti Hootie. And this next piece is going to be Billy Bang, Vietnam Reflections. We're going to hear the piece on that record called Waltz of the Water Puppets. Wow, the Water Puppets, Vietnam. Makes me think of somebody I used to know here at the U of W who started the Jazz Festival 35 years ago or something. And he was involved with Water Puppets in Vietnam. This was recorded in New York City in May of 2004. Right now it's 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, or almost 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, just seconds away, I suppose, on the 23rd of July. Noting that it's the 23rd of July, I'm going to look up and try and remind myself what day Bobby Dove's playing a lunch hour show. Could be on right now, or maybe that's tomorrow or the next day. Okay, that's neither here nor there, because right here it's Billy Bang with the Water Puppets. What were we saying? Waltz. Waltz of the Water Puppets on 95.9. Thank you. We have been listening to one of the albums that was on a list I saw of the, somebody out there said, these are the 25 best records of the 21st century so far. We dipped into a couple of those. The Billy Bang record was one of them, where we heard Waltz of the Water Puppets, and then we followed that with David S. Ware, Crystal Palace, and here's one which is not on that list. It's but not to say it won't be wonderful. These are a lot of Canadians, like Alain Bédard and Robert Langlois, Pascal Millet. What have we got here? It's called Jazz Lab Octo Portraits. Look at them all. Oh, so it's a little little jazz orchestra. I see, is it a nonet? Well, maybe it's an octet. That would make sense. It's octo portraits, doesn't it? Let's try this one, Tibou, just because it fits the bill.
Thank you.
Jazz Lab. From the album Octoportraits, we heard Tibu, and before that was Crystal Palace by David S. Ware, Waltz of the Water Puppets by Billy Bang, and that's been the last 15 minutes or so here in Little Big Tent. Another 12, 13 minutes still to go, and then special presentation coming up, some Fringe Festival coverage from self-appointed chaplain of the arts, Kelly Hughes, who is your host and producer of the Ivory Tower on Saturdays, a show that comes after the other Kits Temple show. I'm Kits, and I've got a show on Saturdays called Temple Tent Revival, where we revive all things eclectic, exciting, eventful, and sometimes eccentric. But today we're looking at the jazz century. We've moved along. We started in the 1920s and we've made it all the way up to the year 2000 and including up to and including 2012 or 11. Yeah, 2000 to 2011 inclusive. Today and next time I'm back, it'll be August. It's 2 weeks from today. So early August, next week, when it is still July, but just barely, that'll be Laura with the reminder. And right now, I think I just lined something up. What was it? It's, it's Glenn Hall with Roswell Rudd. Glenn Hall was a local musician who moved to points east and has been working in the U.S. and Europe and other places with lots of people, this time with Roswell Rudd. This is from the Roswell Incident on 95.9. Thank you. Well, that was very Roswell incident-y indeed. Lots of people on that, including Michael Occupinti's on that record, too. And, okay, published in Europe. That's where he's been at. We are going to close off the program with one piece from Joshua Redman, followed by one piece from Yvan Belair. Oh, below, I'm sorry. Not below. Yvan Belair from Pas à Pas. Step by step. And, yeah, foot by foot, we're leaving here. I'm Kits Temple. I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll be in the last part of the program, this limited series, little big tent where we've been taking a romp through the 100 years or so of recordings and radio broadcasts in jazz. And this radio broadcast will be ending in about 7 minutes. So here we go with Joshua Redman. Oh, by the way, that was The Flow. That was The Flow from Glenn Hall and Outsource. And this is Moonlight. It is Moonlight. See if you see any tonight. You have to look behind the smoke and all. So take it away, Joshua Redman. Friends, it may well have been Moonlight. We're going to switch over to this march here. I think the part of the CD mislabeled there was the number of seconds it would take to hear Moonlight. Well, I think we do have enough seconds left to hear both March and Pas à Pas, so those go together very well. March followed by Pas à Pas. This is Joshua Redman. Brian Blade is the drummer. Gregory Hutchinson is also the drummer. We've got one on the left channel, one on the right channel. Larry Grenadier is the bassist in the left center, and Ruben Rogers playing bass right center. So this is a pretty cool trio. They've doubled things up. Anyway, there's just one soprano saxophone tracker feed to hear, and that's Joshua Redman. Joshua Redman is Dewey Redman's son, if you didn't know, and here he is on the soprano. Piece by Yvan Belair after this one, by the way, is called Partir, because that's what we're going to be doing. Au revoir, mes amis. Till next time, a biento.
Mm-hmm.